Joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about it is the Cowboys owner and general manager.
It is a good morning, and I'm excited.
Jerry Jones, good morning, and congratulations on a big win.
Well, good morning to you, and we're certainly excited about our positivity. And I have sensitivity to that, and I know that we are certainly coming off a meaningful win for us and our organization. Let me say this, and saying this as it should be, that I am indeed as well as confident that we have turned this around and that we are going to get into playoffs despite Wade. Speaking of Wade, he's going to join us on the phone right now. Wade, pick up the phone. You there? Wade.
You got me, Jerry?
Yeah.
We
you there?
We did it, Jerry.
Morning,
we
Coach.
We did it, Jerry.
Calm down, Wade. Calm down.
Morning, Greg.
Hey, it's Craig.
All right. Hey, Jerry, who are we going to play in the playoffs?
Well, we're not in the playoffs next. I mean, we got to win some more games here. We're not
San Francisco, is that who we're playing, Jerry?
No, that's our next game.
What about Pittsburgh?
No, they're in the AFC. What are you talking about?
What about Michael Jordan? We going to play him?
That doesn't even make sense.
Who are we playing, Jerry?
Listen, you just calm down. You did good this week, and I'm very happy that you got to stay on the sidelines while we won a game. And
thanks, Jerry.
And I'm gonna give you another game ball, okay, Wade?
I need another game ball. You know, I lost that last one you gave me. Me and Skip P without playing catch with it, and it went down the storm drain, Jerry.
You're not supposed to play with game balls.
No. Well, we, wanted to play some catch, and I went after that thing, and I could almost reach it down that storm drain, and, Jerry, I got stuck.
Oh, no.
I was in there for 40 minutes before the paramedics got there, and, Jerry, I've never gone 40 minutes without eating. I was famished at the end of that thing. You know, I usually have a roast or something within a 40-minute period, but, well, they butted up my handles, and I got out of there okay, Jerry, and I still couldn't get that game ball, so I appreciate you giving her a game ball, Jerry. I really appreciate it.
Did you just say that the paramedics buttered up your handles?
Yeah.
That's how they got you out?
That's how they got me out there, Jerry. But you know something else, Jerry?
What's that, Wade?
I learned something this week.
What'd you learn?
You can't cut corners. You just can't cut corners.
Good lesson.
In this league. I made some cornbread this weekend, and I was out of buttermilk, so I used some half and half. I shouldn't have cut that corner. That cornbread tastes about half as good, Jerry.
So, in other words, you didn't learn that about football. You learned that about bacon.
Well, yeah, but I guess it could apply to football, too, Jerry. Don't cut corners. Hey, Jerry, can we play the rest of these games at home?
No, wait, it's not just an option like that.
You're big and powerful in the NFL. We played that night game last night, Jerry, and we hopped on the plane and flew back. And by the time I curled up in bed with a warm cup of milk and a Dora book, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, Jerry. That's like 8 hours past my bedtime. Damn, that was late.
Well, we can't do anything about that kind of scheduling.
Well, here's another thing, Jerry. I thought you said I was going to get to play the part of an Indian last night.
No, I said you were going to play the Redskins.
No. Well, I brought my costume and everything. I got my big headdress on. I was going to be the chief, and you told me to put it away in the pregame. Why is that, Jerry?
Because it's just not appropriate to have the coach of the Dallas Cowboys dressed as an Indian while we're playing the Redskins. It's never happened.
Can I wear it this week against the 49ers?
Maybe. In the fourth quarter, if we're leading.
I'll either put that on or maybe a gold miner's cap or something like that.
A gold miner's cap?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Well, I mean a hat. You know, a gold miner's hat, like an old 49er miner.
Oh, like a coal miner.
Well, gold miners, since we're playing the 49ers. Hey, Jared, did you do any sightseeing over the weekend?
Where are we going with this?
Good Lord.
Can we talk about the game or anything?
I was focused on the game. What, did you go around D.C. or something?
Yeah, I went to see that Lincoln Memorial. You ever been there, Jared?
I've been there, yes.
They got old Abe Lincoln up there in a chair, and I guess they used some plaster of Paris or something to kind of seal him off in there sitting on that chair. Boy, he was a big old boy.
That's just a sculpture. That's not really Abe Lincoln's body in there.
I'm surprised one shot could drop him with a pistol. I figured you'd have to use like an elephant gun to drop someone that big.
That's not the actual size of Abraham
Lincoln. No, not to scale, Coach.
You know, Jerry, I'm surprised you didn't do some sightseeing. Weren't you saying something about the White House having its name changed now that Barack Obama got elected?
That was off the air. Hang up.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, Coach.
Good Lord. You see what I'm up against here.
Well, they both seemed happy anyway after getting a win.
Yeah, Wade was really
good
pumped
moods.
Up.
Yeah, very good moods.